What up? What up? What up? What up?
What it do, Chief? What it do?
You know, just living life on a Sunday, Lord's Day.
Oh, Lord's Day? The Sabbath?
The Sabbath. Black Sabbath, actually.
That's a band.
Because we are black.
Ah, yeah. We should make our own band. We're going to take the name from them. I think they're probably all white. Not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, let's look it up right now. Let's see. Let's see what the number's looking like.
What's going on with Black Sabbath?
Let's see. How what are many they doing members nowadays? Are black? Yeah, I can confirm that none of them are black, so we should have the rights on that one.
Whoa, Ozzy Osbourne was in there. Oh. I had no idea.
I mean, we're too young for that, you know what I'm saying? And we're facts. Too black, so to be completely honest. So shout out to Ozzy Osbourne one time. I'm looking at, it looks like a group of four people. Which one is Ozzy Osbourne?
Shit,
I mean, honestly. I know what he looks like, but this photo right here from The Guardian. Oh, I guess that's him. He got blonde hair.
Who knows, bro? What is he? Who even is Ozzy Osbourne?
You know I don't know, bro.
I mean, I know, but like, I don't know.
I just know him from Sharon. Like Sharon, you know, the Osbournes, you know.
I've never watched the Osbournes, but.
Have I watched it? I don't know. I just know the memes, bro. Osbournes were like okay. A meme before memes were even really memes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I mean, all I know is Crazy Train, bro.
Should turn up for Crazy Train, yeah. Turn up for Crazy Train one time. Absolutely.
Quite the bop. Quite a bop of a show, bro. For sure. Or wait, not show. I mean, song. A movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wait, did I just say a movie?
Yeah, you did say a movie. I don't know what you're talking about, honestly.
Leave, bro.
It's too early for that.
I must be off the goop, bro. I'm off the fruit snacks or something.
Not the fruit. Not the goop fruit.
The goop.
Fruit. Fruity goop.
The goop snacks.
Not the goop snacks. Let's go ahead and get that trademarked. That's going to be our first merch drop, the goop snacks.
That would be a pretty lit little merch That'd thing for the t-shirt.
I will say I've never seen anybody merch drop fruit snacks before. So, I mean, unless you count like, you know, wrap snacks.
Wrap snacks. No, that doesn't count, bro. That's those were chips. Only, those were just kind of, they're kind of lame, honestly.
Have you had them?
I have not, but they're lame. Okay. Just the idea of it.
Okay, all right. I mean, yeah, that's fair enough.
Goop snacks, however, these are not lame. Yeah. And they used to have, like, you know, that Nickelodeon-style font where, like, it's, like, kind of, like, dripping and stuff.
Yeah.
Like the slime.
Now, if we drop Goop snacks, will we get sued by Gwyneth Paltrow, owner of Goop? That's the question. Because she truly is off the goop.
I could for sure see her trying to throw some lawsuits our way.
Absolutely.
We're two young black entrepreneurs out here trying to make it in the goop world.
No, she looks like she would come for the bag, absolutely.
Oh, for sure. Man, I just, like, you know, I used to not mind Gwyneth Paltrow. It was like she was in her lane. I was in my lane. But every time I hear something about her, I'm like, damn, bro, shut the hell up. Like, what are you talking about, Gwyneth? First of all, your name's Gwyneth.
Come on, Gwyneth. That sounds like a Dark Souls character.
I'm pretty sure there is.
I think there is.
Gwen,
the Cinders, something, yeah,
something. How you gonna be named after a Dark Soul character?
Come on, how did her parents name her after a Dark Souls character, bro? They're the OG
fans.
They
should have known better. They should have known better. Tragic.
Let's get this show on the goddamn road. All right,
dude, I'm ready, man.
Let's sync up, and you know the deal. We'll just swing right on into it. All right.
Exactly.
All right. One, two, three. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to episode 141 of the Player Podcast. Before we get started, as always, I want to give a big thank you to the both old and new additions to our crew tuning in to listen to us do what we do. And what's that, Arsene?
Talk about rap snacks.
Talk about rap snacks. Every Thursday of every week, we gather around the virtual water cooler to discuss video games and the culture surrounding them. I'm your host, Joseph Hooper, a.k.a. The Hoop Man, along with my co-host, The Vision, to my Wanda, Arsene Lakpa.
Hello, Hoop Man. It's me, Vision. I want to say, hope you're having a lovely evening. And just remember,
Oh, no, first of all, the British accent was really on one, bro. You
Damn.
I mean, like, it wasn't good, bad, right? Necessarily, but it wasn't the Vision.
What are you talking about, bro?
Because, you know, you sound more, you're more Rahul Kohli, you're more Jason Boyega, Idris Elba Lane. The Vision has a British accent, but I really think they did something to his voice to the point where it sounds robotic, but also British. Does that make sense?
It's like, it just sounds like Jarvis, you know? That's the only way I can, like, think about it. It sounds like a butler. He got butler's talk.
Yeah. Him. Dang, could you imagine being married to a butler? What are you doing, Wanda? No, I'm just playing.
That's kind of crazy. I mean, he's an AI, bro.
She's dating an AI. That's crazy.
That's fucked up. AI with legs.
That's crazy, the future, bro. You know the Republicans in the MCU are not having that, bro. You know they're trying to pass some laws.
They trying to stop robosexuality?
Absolutely, bro. They're like, oh, nah, bro. We told y'all people going to be dating animals, and now they're dating their computers. We need to, you know, repeal whatever laws they got. And honestly, bro, let them live.
Keep the money. Let who live?
The AI daters.
Oh, the AI, gotcha. AI daters. Yeah. I like that. I like that terminology.
Man.
I'd love to see it.
Man, what's going on?
Man. I'm gonna be honest with you, not much.
Wow.
Once again, you know, I feel like every week is not much. But I do have to, you know, this is like a video game related update, but it's not a real video game, I would say. So your boy is out here, obviously, you know, trying to grind in Apex, trying to do this and that. But mm-hmm. I just know that my aim is just not where it needs to be. I'm trying to improve. So your boy's hopped on to the aim lab track, bro. I'm trying to get good with aiming. I'm hopping in the lab like I'm hopping into the gym.
What is the aim lab track?
Well, the software is called Aim Lab. It's on Steam. It's free. You just go in there and they have a bunch of like little like scenarios to like not tutorials, but like little practice sessions that you can do to like help improve your aim. And so I'm sitting in there trying, you know, I'm tweaking settings yesterday. I'm running drills.
Oh no.
I'm trying to come out a better aimer, bro. Because at the end of the day, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, my man looking for that 100 Thieves invite.
I'm trying to get on 100 Thieves, bro, because, okay, I'm sitting here thinking, like, okay, we got people who out here, they beaming, bro. That's all they do is beam. But that's because you look at the Steam history, they got 6,000 hours in Counter-Strike Go. Do I look like I have the time for 6,000 hours in Counter-Strike Go? Hell no, bro. I need, you know, faster results. Okay, I need, like, hands-on, like, constant aiming. If I try and play Apex Legends, bro, it's going to be 15 minutes of me running around getting loot and and 30 seconds of me shooting. Yeah. How am I supposed to learn shit? I could go to the firing range, which I do, but, you know, it's just, you know, you're trying to do some other supplemental trainings out there. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to get good. I'm trying to become the aim bot that I know I can be.
Honestly,
that's my update.
That ended up being my biggest problem with Apex, right? Like, one... I guess that's not true. My biggest problem was the rewards just weren't really slapping for me, bro. It was, you know, 1,000 leagues behind Fortnite. We ain't got no cool dance moves. The skins are, most of the skins are basic as hell. And, like, the best skins are almost impossible to get half the time. And you really got to pay, like, a lot of money to get the relic or the whatever they're called.
The heirlooms.
Heirlooms,
and stuff,
right?
Yeah.
Which is, like, the only kind of really cool, super cool thing in the game. So that whole thing, cosmetics and all that stuff, collectibles, that's my biggest problem. But the other problem is, yeah, like 100% Apex is, you know, very skill-based, more so than Fortnite, I would say, because I think it's either the fact that a billion kids play Fortnite, so the talent pool is watered down to the point where you don't even really got to be that good. Like, there is a skill, like, ramp you, like, at some point, you got to learn how to build or you got to, you know, get the fuck off the game. But you don't run into that for a long time. And for the most part, you're not going to run into that. Apex, you know, the sweats are out every day, 24/7, it seems like, where.
Jeez.
Like, absolutely. You drop, you collect loot. You need to learn the map, learn how to collect loot. And then you don't even really know if that loot's working out for you because, you know, is it the guns? Is it your skill? Like, it just takes so much time to learn. And, like, even when you're moderate, right, you're spending 3 hours to play how many games? And out of those 3 hours, how much gun time you getting, right? You know, most of the time you're getting, you know, 20% of the 3 hours being in active battles, which I was just like, bro, I literally can't. I have a life, bro. I can't be spending 3 hours a night trying to run around the map. So
you got a better, bigger and better things to do with your
absolutely,
life.
Absolutely, absolutely. That being said,
so that's why you need to be on AIM Lab, bro.
I mean, that's true.
What you got to do.
I mean, but then, yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah. We'll see, we'll see.
But even though it will not translate, I don't know if they have controller support, because I know you're pretty much a controller only guy right now.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, honestly,
I could see it.
I feel like the gloves are hung up. I'm not getting back on Apex for now.
Dang.
Like it's clean, but it's just like I at this point, I'm having too much fun going through Game Pass, playing these single-player games at my own pace to feel like I need to, like, entrench myself in the Apex meta. But trust me, my eye is on the prize. If Halo Infinite ends up being good, I already see myself putting hours into that. So I feel like that's going to be my grand return to the FPS scene. And I'm excited because Halo Infinite will be back to the roots, right? We'll have the 4v4s, we'll have the big team battles, but at the end of the day, Halo is, you know, you drop down, you're scrappy, it's skill based, loot matters, but you know, you start with a good gun, and it's more about, you know, map navigation.
It's all about skill, that skill,
right? You know, gotcha. You get more value out of a single, you know, team deathmatch game, but we'll see. Gotcha. That game might be absolutely
this is if, so. Yeah, if it's good,
if it's good. I mean, they released the screenshots, like last week or something. I don't know if you saw the most recent screenshots. They look kind of clean in game. I was like, okay, we'll see. So I'm glad they gave them an extra year. You know, if y'all ain't got this, if the sauce isn't in this one, Xbox, if the sauce is not in Halo Infinite, you know, it'll hurt.
They need to just dedicate full time to Game Pass if Halo doesn't turn out. Be like, look, you focus on bringing all the games that I didn't have the time to play last year. Bring them to me. If that will be their next move. Just double down on it on Game Pass and xCloud. But I think they'll be fine. Yeah. I think Halo should turn out at least decent.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get back to this conversation. Spoiler alert. Topic for this day. Is a little nebulous, all right? We're just going to be talking about games we've been playing because we haven't really sat down and done that for a while. But let's reverse. Let me go all the way back. How am I doing? I'm doing great, everybody. Thanks for asking. You know, I'm working on a personal project that I will not be disclosing. I'll tell you offline. But, you know, working on a personal project, doing a little bit of coding for that, having a good time, and I've been working really hard the past week trying to get everything situated for that personal project. And then there's work, obviously. And then this weekend, you know, today's Sunday. This weekend, Amanda and I made pizzas yesterday, homemade pizzas.
Nice.
It's pretty fun. So shout out to flavor? That. I made a pepperoni pizza. She made a margarita pizza with a couple pepperonis on it. So that was a fun experience. We had poke nachos, as I shared to you. That shit was crazy. It was poke nachos. Real quick. So, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt you here, I gotta put you on blast on the
put
podcast
on blast.
Right
put
here.
Put me on blast.
Why the hell did you Venmo request $15 from me?
Did
for
I?
For these poke nachos, bro.
I sent it to you?
You sent it to me, bro. And I was sitting here. I was looking at this shit. I was like, what did I lose a bet? Am I making bets in my sleep or something? This man is requesting $15
from
me.
Nah,
I don't live in Seattle. I won't be able to reap the rewards of these fish nachos until I don't know when the panorama will be over, and then even after that, when will I be able to get up to Seattle? So I just had to, you know, I just wanted to put you on blast, you know, in front of a public forum,
you know,
to let everyone know what's going on in the backgrounds.
I appreciate you for telling me that, because I had no idea I'd even sent you that Venmo request. I apologize in advance. If you want to go ahead and pay it, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? But I will.
Yeah, mate.
There are no goods or services behind that request. You're absolutely right. So you are not obligated to pay me that $15. Yeah, that was supposed to go to Amanda, because these fish nachos,
gotcha,
not cheap, but completely worth it. For the listeners at home, there is a place here called Mangosteen, and they were doing a little pop-up, a little pop-up shop. I don't know if it was a pop-up because it was at the same place it always is, but it was limited time, poke nachos, poke fish, tuna, poke tuna on top of wontons. It was nutty. The flavors were immaculate, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to the poke nachos. Other than that, we just chilling. I saw Judas and the Black Messiah. I think I saw that after the last podcast. Or I didn't talk about it in the last podcast. Great movie. Highly recommend it. It's on Amazon Prime, I think. So go watch that if you have Amazon Prime video.
Wait, I thought that was on, is it not on HBO Max? Or
oh, maybe that is. Yeah, you're right. HBO Max. If you have Amazon Prime, you can still watch it. I don't know how you're going to watch it, though. You need HBO Max.
Watch The Lighthouse if you're on Amazon Prime.
Okay. Have you seen it?
I did. I watched it this past week, and that was a trip, bro.
Okay. I like tripping.
Robert Pattinson beating off on camera.
Oh, that's what we need. Nah.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing, huh?
That's what we're doing. In black and white, too, so it's artsy.
Oh, no. We're not doing that. Not on the Lord's Day, at least.
Hell not man. On the Lord's. You're right. We'll cut this part out.
I sure as hell am not cutting this out. Other than that, man, we just cooling, bro. We just cooling. WandaVision just ended. I'm excited for Captain Falcon, Winter Soldier. I'm all in on the MCU TV shows now that I know the quality is going to be quality. Yeah, that's it, you know. No, you know, I'll save everybody from the Jujutsu Kaisen talk. You know, we're
honestly, we need to get it out of our systems because it's going to be in like three, maybe not to this episode, that's but true. You know, in the next couple of episodes, we'll probably talk about it on the finale. We've got 3 weeks or something
Yeah. We're 17 minutes in. First of all, everybody, go join the damn Discord, all right? Go join the damn Discord. I did not mention it at the top of the show. I should put it in the script. Go join the Discord where we talk about pretty much only Jujutsu Kaisen and a little bit of gaming news. You would think it was the reverse, but absolutely not. Everybody got to get on Jujutsu Kaisen. But go join the Discord. The goal is to have playerplayerpod.com/Discord redirect you to the Discord invite as per our dear friend Jacob McCourt's suggestion. I got to figure out how to do that. I'm still looking at it. I'm looking at the name cheap settings and all that stuff to see how to get that sorted out. So hopefully by the time this episode goes up, that'll be sorted out. But yeah, join the Discord. We'll talk. We'll have a good time there. All I'll say here on the episode, Jujutsu Kaisen this week, still very good. You know, even there was no high octane craziness, but the comedy really killed me.
I don't 10 know out how of 10 for
it.
Sure.
I really don't know how they're doing it. The action and the comedy is 10 out of 10. Come on now.
This show is for sure top 10 for me.
The writers need a medal. I'll say that.
For sure. Unless, you know, we get like some, like I've said in the past, if we get some season 2 nonsense going, they deviate from the source material.
Yeah.
I think we'll have a good show on our hands.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So with that, let's just get into the discussion. All right. I want to talk about a couple of different games. But first, right, I have this question. I've asked you this at some point on the podcast a long, long time ago. But we're doubling back because I want to dive deeper into this. How the fuck are you playing all these games, my guy? What does your weekly schedule look like? You got a girlfriend you're living with. You got a cat you need to take care of. And yet this man was on Fortnite 3 a.m. Last night. I think it was 4 a.m. for you.
It was 4 a.m.
How are you playing so many games? What is your secret?
Negligence. That's all it is, really. Okay. Remember, folks, if you want to play video games, just neglect those that you love around you. No, I'm playing. I am playing, but if you ask Angelique, I'm sure she will say that is the answer. But pretty much what goes down is either every night or every other night or something like that. You know, I like to at least wind down a little bit, play a little bit of games, you know, whatever type of game. And more recently, you know, obviously that has been Apex. Mm-hmm. And then the times that I'm not playing, then, you know, I'm spending time with the fam, spending time with Angelique, spending time with a little boy, Cayenne.
Okay.
But you know, when it comes to the weekend, sometimes, you know, you're up late. I was already up late. I'd spent time with Angelique, and I put her down to sleep like a little baby. No. And I was like, okay, it's game time. I did not expect to be up till 4 a.m., but...
bro, I just don't understand. 4 a.m., bro? How does your body not shut down?
Yo, we be pushing it, baby. That's what we do. You know, sometimes if gaming is your life, sometimes you just have to push it. It's like working out, bro.
Damn, your ass is like an anime character, bro. You're really pushing yourself to the next level.
I'll hopped on, what was it, Apex at like 12:30. We played that shit for like 3 hours.
Wow.
And then I hopped on Fortnite just briefly to see what the vibes were. I did not stay on, especially since I think everybody was getting off. But yeah.
Let's pour one out for the homie Matt in the Discord, Amperland in the Discord. Mm-hmm. My man was struggling, apparently. I got there late. They were doing this damn JDuth 96. Who is JDuth 96? I still don't got a clear answer.
Who knows?
Apparently, he making Fortnite maps. Is he famous? Is he? Like, I don't know.
Never heard of him.
I don't got the details on you know, the full dossier on JDuth 96. You know what I'm saying? But there was this Fortnite map, 100 levels, obstacle course. You know, Matt raging, bro. You know, he is, there's an infamous time that Matt and the boys were playing Fall Guys. And my man just shut off his PlayStation because he couldn't get past the first round after, you know, six, seven rounds, bro. He kept getting eliminated somehow. So this was about that. You know, they were running it as a squad. I joined late. So I was kind of doing it by myself, but they were trying to get, you know, they're like, come on, Matt, you can do it. And, first of all, he left the party chat, first of all, but we could still hear him in the game chat, which was really weird. So
that's
funny. He was just like, God damn it. Like, how do I jump up here? And we're like, is he going to join back at the party? Cause we can still hear him, bro. Like, I don't, and then eventually he was on, you know, room 99 or whatever. And just turned it off. He only had one level left.
Damn.
Pour one out for my man. At the end of the day, honestly, it means nothing because who is JDude 96 and what the hell was that map? I'm not sure. So, you know, I hate to see a homie struggle, though. You know what I mean? So
struggling for nothing, too. You know, it's one thing to struggle in life. You know, you got maybe you're trying to better yourself. You got it's a struggle for you. But
right.
This man struggling for JDuth 96's Fortnite challenge. Can you imagine telling somebody that?
I could.
You go to somebody on the street and say, yeah, my buddy was struggling. They'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Dang. You hate to hear it, honestly. And
that's true. I wish I could have seen it, honestly. I only got a little bit of the play-by-play afterwards when I hopped onto the little game chat. Jonathan was like, yeah, Matt made it to the end and just turned it off. I was like, wow. There's no way the last level. I watched the gameplay. I don't remember seeing the last level, like, you know. I don't remember it being that crazy.
Yeah. Well.
Did you make it to the level 99? Or?
Yeah, I finished it.
Oh, you finished it? Yes, so sir, everybody finished except for Matt, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty tragic.
It's okay.
Honestly, I can understand, you know, that frustration as a gamer, especially when honestly, not even as a gamer, bro, but like just in real life when everybody else is doing something and then to them or to you, you're thinking, wow, it's got to be easy if everybody can get it, but you just can't get something.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And then you just feeling frustrated, you're embarrassed. You're sad, and then you just want to turn the PS4 off in real life.
Honestly, I'd say the Fall Guys is worse, though. JDuth 96, level 99, kind of challenging. Fall Guys level 1, my guy, what are we doing? We can't get past Fall Guys level 1. That's neither here nor there. This is not a Matt roast session, you know what I'm saying? This is a damn video game podcast, all right? And we got breaking news. It's not breaking news because it broke like...
Break it.
You know, a day ago or something like that. But we got our first ever email. Did you see this?
No way. I didn't see it.
Okay, so
I don't think I'm in the email.
I have the emails, you know, from the Player Player Pod account to, you know, forward straight to my email account. got an email, as we, you know, always tell you guys at the end of the video. If you guys had a question for us, you guys can talk to us through social media on Twitter, or if you go to playerplayerpod.com, all our details are there. You can submit us a question, have a good time. We got an email today from Bayek6945E.
Nice.
I don't know what the E is at the end, but Bayek, isn't Bayek the Assassin's Creed character?
I have no idea. I haven't played enough Assassin's Creed to know.
Okay.
But I'll assume you're right.
Yeah, Bayek Assassin's Creed. Okay. This is from Assassin's Creed, the Egypt one. Why can't I think of the name right now?
Origins.
Absolutely. Shout out to Bayek, 6945. My guy wrote in, all right? And he said, very simple question for us. Also, first of all, I don't know who this is, but his Gmail little picture that he sent us, it's a cat with some Tims on, and the cat's looking buff. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, I like
that. That's crazy. Man must be from New York. But he emailed in, and he said, have you played Dead Cells? I didn't finish the game, but I love the artwork and gameplay. Plus, it's a roguelike. If you haven't played it, I would totally recommend checking it out. So I was like, why don't we just talk about games? Because I'm playing Dead Cells. I don't even remember if I've talked about it on the show yet.
You've mentioned it briefly, I think.
I mentioned it briefly. So there's your answer. I have played Dead Cells. I'm playing it right now, and I haven't beaten it, and I'm still working on it. But before we get into the discussion, have you played Dead Cells yet?
I have played Dead Cells. I played it a little bit last year. May have gotten through. I don't think I even got that far at all. It was definitely a game that I, you know, liked, obviously, because it's a roguelike. I love roguelikes, but it just never, I never stuck with it. So I think I'm down. It is due a revisit sometime in the near future. Maybe I'll hop on stream and stream a little bit of it while I learn the game more. But yeah. Short answer, yes, I've played it.
Okay, so yeah, for me, I came off some game. Like, I don't know. What's the most recent game? I guess Little Nightmares 2. I played Little Nightmares 2. I beat it. I was like, oh, yeah, this is good. But I have yet to get back to the point where, you know, I'm ready to take on a very meaty game, an RPG or whatever. So that would be, in this case, Outer Worlds. I'm still like, I'm almost there where I'm like, okay, once I'm finished, like working on whatever I'm working on in my free time, I'll probably jump back onto that and, you know, put some more time into that. But right now I'm like, I just wanted a quick game where I could play in and out, you know, in a couple bursts. Dead Cells was the perfect game, and I really, really like it. And I'm here to say that I think the game, you know, it's close, but the game mechanically, I think, is better than Hades by, you know, a pretty
interesting,
pretty, you know, not a huge margin, but I'd say it's better than Hades. Honestly, Hades really shines with the lore and like the interactions with the characters, on that is on top of the roguelike. But Dead Cells, you know, there's a lot of, you know, Hollow Knight, Dark Souls style lore where, you know, it's not super abstracted, but you know, there's different pieces that you can collect as you play through it to kind of piece together what's going on here. And it's a little more overt, but it's not like, you know, straightforward dialogue telling you exactly what's going on, what's happening, and all that stuff.
Gotcha.
But, you know, the way you can, you know, find weapons and use those weapons to, you know, make your perfect build and all that stuff, I'm liking it a lot. I like the enemy variation. It's a lot more, it feels a lot more challenging, than Hades. And I'm not a big roguelike guy, so I'm not the roguelike expert. I'm just giving you guys my opinion after playing Hades, which was, I think, the first roguelike I've ever beaten. You know, I also started Moonlighter a while ago when I was trying out xCloud, and I'll probably go back to that sometime soon, but, so, yeah, by no means am I a roguelite expert, but it's a good time. Like he said, the art style is really nice. Like, it's, you know, your typical, what, 16, 32-bit? I don't know what bit. Me and bit art is like not that good. So I
you don't have the numbers for them.
Exactly. It's some sort of bit art. there's a little undertone of comedy. Like, your guy doesn't speak, but he, you know, he reacts to stuff and it's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. And like the level of intricacy with all the weapons and bosses and different areas. I'm totally digging it. I'm totally digging it. I'll definitely be putting more time into that wherever I have free time. And I'm interested to see how the game ends and then how it changes, you know, as you start to get more and more runs under your belt.
Mm-hmm. I think you're making me want to play the game again. I need to hop back on it. Maybe after, what am I playing? Well, I guess I'm all on, the only main game I'm playing is Apex right now, but, you know, I'm still considering hopping through Persona 5 Strikers.
Mm.
So probably after that, we'll be back on the Dead Cells grind, and we will be officially the Dead Cells podcast.
Absolutely. Dead Cells podcast. Let's get it going. So in addition to that, Bayek 6945, I'm going to go ahead and say, if you haven't tried Moonlighter, it's definitely not as satisfying as Dead Cells, I would say. It's a little bit slower, and the mechanics behind the game are a little bit different. Like, by day, you're a shopkeeper. By night, it's a roguelite. But I think it's pretty fun. I found it pretty fun, and I think it's also a pretty unique and fun roguelite. So if you're interested in roguelikes a lot, I don't know, maybe that's why you brought up the question, or maybe we were talking about roguelites and you decided to go right in, but check out Moonlighter. So yeah.
I didn't stick with Moonlighter. I thought it was an okay roguelite, and I really did like the I guess shopkeeping aspect to it. I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's one that I would really be willing to go back to. I think there's a lot of, you know, obviously there's a lot of roguelikes out there in the wild, but this one, I don't know, it just didn't stick for me.
Yeah.
It wasn't too memorable.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just saying I don't think it was too memorable.
Yeah, I mean, I had fun with it, and like again, I'm not a roguelike expert, so Moonlighter was like one of the very few that I've, you know, played and remembered and actually put a okay amount of time into. I don't know why I keep yawning. It's earlier than we usually record, but yeah, like I enjoyed it. I don't think it's like a necessarily like must beat type game, but I think like if you're interested in the genre, or if you're new to the genre, or something like that, it's worth a try, you know. Even if you put a couple hours into it and never touch it again, I think it's, you know, still pretty fun for those couple hours.
True.
Also, let's talk about Minecraft Dungeons, all right? Because we've been playing that, but we haven't talked about that on the show really at all. So
that is true.
You beat Minecraft Dungeons.
I did. And I'm a veteran.
You're a seasoned veteran, and this all started randomly when I was like, hey, like Minecraft Dungeons, it's on Xbox Game Pass. They had recently announced some sort of update, so I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I wanted to try this game. So you, Jonathan, and I jumped on it and played it for a bit. It's fun, man. It's like surprisingly fun with a group of people. Like, it's not deep at all in any sense of the word. Like the mechanics are good, the weapon variation is good, but I would say that nothing about the game is great or phenomenal. The way that a Hades stands out, or the way that a Dead Cell stands out, or something like that, where it's like, oh yeah, this has the it factor. Yeah. It's just a really fun game to play with friends and kind of turn your brain off, or even by yourself. You beat it by yourself, right? What was your experience playing it solo?
Solo? I thought it was just like a nice, like, relaxing experience, kind of away from all of the competitive games that I've been playing recently. This one, I only played on, like, the, I guess, like, normal difficulty when I was playing through by myself. And I had a good time. I was able to just run through everybody. You know, you get very cool loot, you know, that just spawns in kind of randomly as like different drops. You pick it up, you start using it, you keep being OP. And eventually I was like, wow, these levels are like decent length. I can knock out maybe one or two in a session. And then I was able to get to the end relatively quickly, maybe in like a total of like 3 days or something like that, of just like very, I'd say pretty short, like 2 hour sessions or something like that. But I think I agree with you where the game really shines is like the multiplayer aspect. And one thing I do wish that, you know, we did rather than I know we were kind of, you know, in the beginning, you know, we wanted to get like, you know, the coolest loot and whatnot. So we bumped the difficulty up to the max.
Yeah,
pretty much. And I was like, OK, you know, this is fine and all. But I kind of wish we had, you know, lowered that a bit so we could really just turn our brains off and just like, you know, just be shooting the shit the whole time, just talking about random stuff without having to focus on the game. But, you know, I mean, obviously this is just like, you know, personal preference. Anybody playing the game can play it however they want to, or, you know, your group can play it however you want. But yeah, I think that would have been a more fulfilling experience as a nice little shoot the shit game. That's what the new term I've coined it. Nobody else can use that one.
I've never actually heard that phrase before. Shoot the shit. Yeah. Wow. First time hearing it on this podcast. That's crazy, man. Crazy mind at work on the other side of the mic there.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, this is, you know, and I'll say this 100 billion times this year, I'm sure. Like, this is kind of like the beauty of Game Pass, where you find these really random gems. Now, granted, we play with Matt. He was our first person, and I talk about Matt every damn episode. And this man bought it on PlayStation for full price, so... or full price, I think, was $20, which honestly, in the grand scheme of things, even if you don't have an Xbox or Game Pass or PC or whatever, $20 for Minecraft Dungeons, if you have a full group of, you know, people playing it,
it's pretty good.
Honestly, not that bad, honestly, right? Like, I think Jonathan made a good point where he was like, you know, imagine going out on a Friday night, and like if you went out for drinks or something, how much would you spend? Like, if you put that in perspective, yeah, Minecraft Dungeons, you know, for a good four-player game where you're playing with a group of people, pretty good value for $20. But packaging the Game Pass, another fantastic addition where, you know, Game Pass is, I would say, doesn't have many crazy, crazy heavy nuke, like, oh, my God, like, I can't believe they have this on here type games. Mm-hmm. Primarily because, like, we're always thinking forward, right? We're always in either the present or the future. And a lot of the Game Pass titles that are really great are kind of behind us, right? We have Outer Wilds, which I think is an awesome game. But, you know, it didn't get a lot of the recognition it deserved back when it launched. And then, you know, when it came to Game Pass, like, people who knew it was good, you know, talked about it. And, you know, people who played it through Game Pass realized it was good, but it wasn't a nuke, right? Gears 5, I think, dropped on, I don't know, like, Gears 5 came out so long ago that I don't even remember if it dropped day and date on Game Pass or if it was already out and then Game Pass announced that they were putting all of, you know, first-party titles on there day and date. So a lot of the games that are on there that are really, you know, AAA quality games, or, you know, 10 out of 10 games or seem old to us. Maybe they're not that old, but they seem old. But, you know, hopefully Microsoft can pull it together. Hopefully they can start, you know, producing quality, you know, first-party titles and releasing them day one and having a big, like, huge effect, like, you know, as if a Last of Us 2 dropped on Game Pass or as if a Spider-Man Miles Morales dropped on Game Pass. Like, that weight. But Bethesda deal is, I think people are saying it's done. People are saying the deal has, like, gone through. Like, we were waiting for legal stuff to process. So, like, I think that was a big part of... like, back when they announced this, they were like, oh, we can't really talk much about it because, you know, it's in process. We can't really talk about Xbox's plans with Bethesda because that would be illegal until the deal is done. I think the deal is done. So on my wish list, I'm really, really hoping we get two games. One is Prey, which I've owned. Mm-hmm. Have you played Prey?
I have not played Prey.
Prey is pretty good. You know, I think... if you're a fan of the Dishonored style, if you're a fan of, like, looking at Deathloop, Prey is more than that, Prey is a lot more of that, but it's a little spooky. It has that spoopy vibe in it. And, you know, first time I played it, I was definitely on that oh nah factor because there's, you know, spooky. The mimic enemies in the game and they can take the form of any object. And I was like, wait a second, this doesn't seem fair. So I don't think I should be able to play this game because they're cheating. But I had a good time. I played it on PC and I just stopped for whatever reason. I got sidetracked, but I'm hoping.
Oh, you never finished it.
I never finished it. So
I thought you did.
Yeah, I never finished it. So I'm hoping that when, you know, Xbox does a big press announcement, about the Bethesda acquisition, I hope they're like, hey, look, you know, as of today, all of these titles are going to be on Game Pass right now. And I want one of those titles to be, Prey. All right. Because I really want to restart that game. I'll play it from the beginning, and I'll play through it and have a good time there. And then the other game is Death of an Outsider, which is the spinoff game from the Dishonored series, which nobody talked about. It's probably actually pretty mid, but I love the Dishonored series so much that I kind of want to give it a try. So I'm hoping Game Pass evolves into something. I hope it just, you know how this motherfucker Goku or pretty much anime, any anime character, like, you know, first he can only do Kaioken, then we're doing Super Saiyan 1, and then eventually every arc we get a little stronger,
a new bit of power. Yeah.
Instinct, you know. This is where Game Pass is like Super Saiyan 1 right now. Like when they announced that all of the games are going to be day and date, they're adding all this shit, you know, we were like, holy shit, you know, they charged up. This is a great deal. But now it's like, okay, Super Saiyan 1 ain't going to get the job done in the upcoming arcs, right? We need Super Saiyan 2. We need Gogeta. We need something, right?
I'm hoping we see that this
year, because honestly, there's not, besides Halo Infinite, there's not really many Xbox games I'm looking forward to or that I even know about to look forward to. Fable, who knows when that's coming? Like, everything they announced recently, it's like, who knows when those games are coming?
Right.
Which is the bummer about it. Do you have any games, like, that you're looking forward to that are in the, you know, distant future or, like, the near future? Like, what's Arson looking forward to besides, like, the Silk Songs and stuff that we've talked about already?
I'll start by talking about a little bit on Game Pass, because you know, you've given your spiel. I had completely forgotten about like the Bethesda Xbox like deal that they're going through with. So when we actually get to see the fruits of that effort, I do want to see kind of like a whole collection of all previous Bethesda games. You know, possibly like, you know, as many Fallouts as we can get, as many Dishonors, as many like the Doom game, like the original 2016 game and whatnot.
Actually, let me look it up real quick while you're talking. I'm gonna look up and see which Bethesda games are actually on Game Pass right now.
Gotcha. I think I know for a fact Doom Eternal is on there right now, but I don't know if there's anything else. But yeah, so I would like to see as many come there as possible. Prey, obviously. Dishonored 2, maybe that will inspire me to restart it and actually play through it. Because, you know, I was, even though I own the game, it's just not fresh anymore. It's almost like a stale piece of bread. And I'm like, bro, I don't have any, like, initiative to jump back into it. You know, I tried to jump back into the middle of it, but it's a stale piece of bread, bro. What am I supposed to do with
that?
I can't eat that. You know, I want a new piece of bread that I can, you know, I just want to be able to consume that. I don't know why the hell I'm
using bread. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel about Prey.
Right. Let me think. Other games that I'm looking forward to now. So that's pretty much all I'm, you know, looking forward to on Game Pass, because I can't really think of anything that would be that I'd be like, oh yeah, I just can't wait for that one to show up on Game Pass. Give me all those Nintendo games that are supposed to be coming out like by the end of the year. The only one that like just the one that just sticks out in my head is like Neon White, bro.
That game.
That's just the game for me, and I need it in my my Steam library as soon as possible, because it is coming to Steam, in addition to Nintendo Switch. But I will obviously not be getting it on Switch, since I have the ability to get it on PC.
So
yeah,
the question is, are we getting Mario Golf?
I'll get Mario Golf potentially if you and maybe somebody else gets it.
Well, I'm not getting it, so.
Okay, so I will not be getting Mario. I would only get it to, like, play with friends. I don't think that would be an experience that I would enjoy by myself. I think, like,
the, what is it, the speed golf mode that they had. I thought that looked really fun, but I'm like, it would only be fun with friends, you know, because I'd be, you know, yelling at people, be like, get the fuck out of my way, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to hit the ball. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I pulled up my list here, my Steam wish list of, like, pretty solid games that I think I'm looking forward to hopefully this year. We got the new Bomb Rush Cyberpunk. I think I sent this trailer to you guys a while back. It was the Jet Set Radio inspired game. Mm-hmm. That game, I think, will be fun to play. I never completed Jet Set Radio, so this will be my time to shine. Boomerang X, I've also talked about that one. We need one in 2021. 12 minutes, you and I.
Please,
both,
bro.
We're on the edge of our seats.
I'm looking at that like that might be the game of the year. Like, right now, besides, you know, not including Ratchet and Clank, because who knows where Ratchet and Clank is going to, you know, fall at the end of the day. It might just be a really good Ratchet and Clank game, and I might just be like, oh, this is fantastic. But 12 minutes, I don't know enough about to set my expectations properly. All I know is it has the potential to be really, really, really good.
Exactly. So,
come on, man.
I'm hoping that we get the best of the best from this game. And then last but not least, bro, Windjammers 2, man.
I can't keep this. This has got to be a scam, bro.
It might be. Every time Steam has like a little, you know, like a little demo session or something, you know, they'll have like, oh, it's the game demo festival. Windjammers 2 never fails. It's always there, bro. They're always like, yeah, here's the demo. Here's the same demo that we've been showing y'all since 2019.
We've played the damn game.
We've played it. We've played enough of the game. Please go ahead and release it. I don't know what more they could be adding to the game. Honestly, you know what I want to see? When this game releases, they better have a first-person like mode that you can just enable out of the blue. You better have like an overworld where you can just run around, create your own character or some shit, bro. I don't know. I just want to know what, like, just give us some updates, bro.
I'm on the website. I'm clicking news. Let's see when the last news clicking article news. Is. February
it's probably
5th.
Like Octa. Okay. It's not bad. From Windjammers 2.
No. Oh, they have an official Discord channel.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to join that. Yeah,
we need to keep you guys updated. We need to get on the inside. That's the only way.
I need to know what the people are talking about. It's probably just going to be people like, hey, y'all trying to hop on Windjammers 1 and
want
to talk about it. Like, I'm going to be like, no, dude, I don't want to hop on Windjammers 1. I want to find out when Windjammers 2 is coming out. Anywho, that's what I'm looking forward to. I need to know.
Okay. Hold on. I'm on the Discord. I'm already in the Discord.
He's in it.
I don't see nothing, bro. I'm looking for a post that says, hey, bro, keep it on the low. The game is coming out. Nobody's saying nothing like that, bro. Nobody's saying the game's coming out.
I'm about to hit
people
as well.
Making fan art.
Not actually, the fan art.
One
bro.
Person made fan art. This Discord kind of dead. I'm not going to lie.
That's so
Come on, please, bro. I'm sure the mods are probably deleting posts, bro. They don't want people to get excited about the game. What is going on? I really feel like, you know, I've said this when I'm talking with the guys and stuff. Like, I feel like this year is going to be kind of dry for games. And I hope I'm really, really wrong for that or wrong about that. But, like, out of all the stuff that we know is coming, we got Resident Evil. Which, you know, I might end up having to buy later in the year just because what else is going to be out? We'll have Halo Infinite, which may or may not be good. And we have Ratchet and Clank. And from there, it's like, you know, the rest of the weight rests on the indie shoulders. God of War, I firmly believe, is not coming out. So don't even talk to me about that game. But,
right.
Like, 12 minutes. Hopefully that's good. Silk Song, hopefully we get that. Windjammers 2. You know, let's be real. It's probably coming out 2022, if that.
Could be.
I don't know, man. It's just kind of the year is kind of a mystery. Will we get the Switch Pro? Will Breath of the Wild 2 come out in the fall or, you know, in the spring? We need some answers.
I hope we get those answers ASAP. Honestly, I would hope for the middle of the year. Give me those answers.
So, all right. What's on the agenda? On your game backlog for the next, you know, month? Like, what are we eyeing?
Next month, you know, kind of
trying to set some goals within Apex. You know, I'm trying to climb the rank tree.
Yeah, what's your goal in Apex?
I think, you know, I want to be able to hit gold. You know, I'm not good with ranked competitive play. I'm not good at the, I would not consider myself to be good at the game.
Yeah.
So I would like to try and hit gold because, you know, gold is such a pretty color, bro.
That's fair.
I just want to get there. And then, you know, potentially in future seasons, future splits or whatnot, I'll be able to push myself past my current level. That's what I'm trying to do this season, get to gold. And then I want to play Persona 5 Strikers, bro. I need to get in on that game because I love those types of games and I love Persona 5. So the fact that I have not played it yet is honestly criminal and I need to be locked up.
You know what? Fair enough. Lock them up, boys. Lock them up.
Dang, I wish we had a little jail sound effect.
Let's see what I got in the bank here.
I don't have closing the jail sound jail effect, cell.
But I do have this. Got booing. Got crowd booing there, so.
Dang, that's awful. I you know, that really makes me feel bad. So, good job. Good job on that one.
Before we wrap up here, the list of Bethesda games that are not on Game Pass yet, we got Dishonored 1. This says Dishonored 2 is already up there. I don't know how true that is.
Maybe on console. I don't think I've seen that on PC.
Okay. Prey is not on there, obviously. All the Wolfenstein games don't look to be on there yet. Dang. When those drop, that'll be huge because those are awesome. Obviously, Elder Scrolls. Oblivion would be nice. Fallout 3 would be nice. Fallout 4. Skyrim is already on there.
Skyrim's on here. Okay.
Yeah. And then, obviously, the Dooms that we talked about. Rage 1, stuff like that. So, yeah, all I really need is, honestly, y'all can keep pretty much all of this. Except Prey and Death of an Outsider. Put the Wolfenstein games on there because those are classic. Put everything else on there for other people, but Prey and Dishonored is what I need. All right, guy. All right, man. Do you have anything else?
I'm going to be honest with you, dude. I do not have anything else.
Sounds good. Let's get ready to take her home. Before we do that, shout out to a successful week in my hype beast hobby. Got my sick cause figure. Everybody was on the computer. Had me on, had Amanda on, even had a little Fleur on the
wow. laptop
trying to secure me a cause figure. And we did it. I'm very excited. When it will ship, I don't know. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks. I'm excited for that. And got me a pair of Supreme Dunks.
Which,
it's crazy, man. I don't know how I got them. Once again, everybody was on the computer trying to grab them, and your boy just has those lightning fingers. You know what I'm saying?
You're like Elton John, but exactly. Only with cop and shoes.
Maybe I need to get back on Apex with these fingers. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
But, yeah, I'm really hyped. Did not get the Jordan 1s, University Blue Jordan 1s. If you know what I'm talking about, if you know about sneakers, you know what I'm talking about. Very sad. But eventually, player sneakers going to be dropping. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
That would be crazy. We'll get there. We'll get there. Don't worry. We'll have an exclusive run. We'll release player sneakers, player NFTs.
I like that.
Yeah, we'll sell every episode as an NFT. One episode, only one NFT per episode. How about that?
That's fucked up. But you love to see it, though.
You love to see it. You love to see it. All right. And with that, guys, let's go ahead and wrap this damn show up. Thank you, guys, as always, for listening to Player. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to us on your podcasting platform of choice. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and tell your friends about us. If you want updates about future episodes and giveaways or you want to submit a question to the show, visit playerplayerpod.com, just like Bayek 6945 did. And we'll read it on the show. We'll have a good time. We'll answer your question. And we'll all be best friends. Or you guys can just reach out to us at PlayerPlayerPod on social media, whether it's Instagram or Twitter. Like I said, guys, join the Discord. If you want the link, you guys can go to our Twitter at PlayerPlayerPod. And you guys should be able to soon go to PlayerPlayerPod.com/Discord to get the link, join in, have a good time there. Big shout out to Aaron Miller, as always, for the intro music. Follow him at The Miller Child on Instagram. You can find me on social media as The Hoop Man, where the E is a 3. You can find my co-host Arsene here as Pax Arsenica on Twitter, Twitch, and on Instagram, he is Arsene Lakpa. And as always, guys, if you guys want to help support the show, don't forget that you guys can go to PlayerPlayerPod.com. We have our Ko-fi link at the bottom of the page. You guys can help, you know, give whatever you want, help support the hosting costs for the year, buy snacks, whatever, anything helps, and we're completely appreciative of that. Until next time, guys, keep gaming.
Game on, folks.